Well, I'm not surprised. The transitional government is not very popular there, and the Islamist fighters have gone on the ground, and they certainly will not give up, and they will continue to have ambushes. And the Ethiopians, of course, are considered to be occupiers and invaders rather than liberators. So there's going to be constant attacks and ambushes and landmines until some sort of political solution can be brought about.
Now, taking stock of the ongoing violence in the capital, the question often asked these days is, would Somalia have fared better, as some suggest, had Ethiopia not militarily interfered and drove the Islamic Courts Union out of power? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, certainly the Islamic Courts Union was doing a very good job of stabilizing southern Somalia and bringing peace and stopping the clan warfare and the clan banditry. But unfortunately, the Islamic Courts militias were taken over by jihadists who were determined to attack the Ethiopian forces. Ethiopia didn't invade by choice. They were attacked, and the transitional government in Baidoa was attacked. So Ethiopia had no choice but to go in and destroy the Islamist forces.
So you're in agreement with the Ethiopian government's justification that in invading Somalia, it was merely defending its national interests and fighting what it calls Islamic terrorists posing a threat to Ethiopia?
Well, I think Ethiopian government exaggerates the Islamist threat. But they did have two previous wars between Somalia and Ethiopia, who wants to take back the Ogaden. But in this particular case, the Ethiopians were not moving toward Mogadishu. They were standing near the border protecting the transitional government when these Islamic militias attacked them. And so Ethiopia had no choice but to respond to that.
Of course, Ambassador Cohen, the Ethiopian invasion, apart from removing the Islamic Courts Union, it also seems to have lent the transitional government international stature it didn't enjoy before the Ethiopian incursion. How legitimate do you see the transitional government as today?
Well, they do have international legitimacy. Even before the Ethiopian invasion, all of the African Union and the international community essentially recognized the transitional government, even when it was in Baidoa. I don't remember a single government recognizing the Islamic courts. Of course, everyone said that there should be negotiations between the transitional government and the Islamic courts, but they've always been recognized. The problem is not recognition. The problem is, can the transitional government become broad-based? Right now, it does not include all of the clans that are in Mogadishu. It's very narrowly based. It is generally hated by the people of Mogadishu because they are considered to be puppets of the Ethiopians and because they come from another part of Somalia.
Now, there are some AU officials that say a precipitous withdrawal of Ethiopian troops from Somalia will prove catastrophic. Do they have a point there?
I think that's true. I think Ethiopia is more or less trapped in Mogadishu. If they stay, they will be subjected to all sorts of guerrilla-type attacks, and they will lose people. If they leave, the transitional government will be attacked by the other clans in Somalia, and you'll have full-scale warfare, which will make a bad situation in Mogadishu even worse. So it's kind of Ethiopia's Baghdad right now.